Go ahead and start. All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Olympia Public Infrastructure Districts number 1 through 7. Today is July 27th. It's 11:29. We recognize that we are a little late, but we have had someone monitoring the Zoom call, and no one has tried to get into the meeting since 11 o'clock. So with that, we're going to do the call to order. If anyone on the, well, what we need is everyone on the call to state your name for the recording. We'll start with the board, Ry, your chair. Do you want to start for us?
Yeah, Ryan Button, board chair.
Kirk, you're up.
Sorry, I was on mute. Kirk Young, board clerk.
Tyler King with Snow Jensen Reese, District Council.
Shelby Clymer with CLA.
Aaron Wade, Gilmore Bell.
Alex Hansen, Gilmore Bell.
All right, I'm just looking at the screen. That's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at our location. We have Kirk Young at the anchor location. Kirk, do we have anyone from the public there?
Nope, nobody's here.
Okay. So first up, board, we need to have a public hearing relating to the bond issuance for PID number 2. So what I would need is a motion to open the public hearing, and then during that meeting, we'll have Aaron walk through the notice for us.
Make a motion to open the public hearing.
Thanks, Ray.
I'll second.
Thanks, Kirk. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Raya, are you an aye?
Yeah, I said that.
Okay. Sorry, I just didn't hear you. Okay. So, board, we're now in the public hearing to take any potential public comments relating to the issuance of the bonds for PID 2. Aaron, do you want to walk through kind of the purpose?
Yeah, happy to do that. So if you'll recall at the, I don't know if it was the last meeting, but at a recent meeting, you approved the bond parameters resolution and called for this public hearing in connection with the issuance of your bonds. So this is the same process that the city would go through, various other entities in the issuance of debt, just allows public to come and make any comments on the issuance of the bonds and the potential impact that the project financed by the bonds could have on the public sector. That's the statutory language, but in reality, it's just, any and all comments relating to the bonds.
All right, board, any questions of Aaron?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
I do not show any members of the public that have joined the Zoom call. Kirk, at the anchor location, do we have any members of the public?
Nope.
Okay. Christy, did we have any members of the public try to join the Zoom meeting or join the Zoom meeting?
No.
Okay, perfect. So, board, what I would need then is a motion to close the public hearing.
I'll make a motion to close the public hearing.
Thanks, Kirk.
Second.
Thanks, Rye. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, our first item is board meeting minutes from our July 9th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
Yes.
Okay, could I get a motion, Rye?
Make a motion to approve the July 9th meeting minutes.
I'll second.
Thanks, Kirk. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. Okay, we'll turn the time over to Shelby.
All right. Team, I've got several items, so I'll just kind of go through these one by one. The first item is the quarterly payment and expenditure listing. So you guys have seen this before. This covers April through June. Amounts totaled $1,319,375.16. The majority here represents capital outlay costs as well as administrative costs. Any questions on the listing?
No, I mean, Kirk, those are all things that you sent through Zions, all those requisition ones. So
Yeah.
those all look
When I was
accurate to
looking at it
you.
earlier, I can't see it in front of me right now, but I didn't see any issues with it at all.
Okay. Could I get a motion then to accept the second quarter payment and expenditure listing?
Make a motion to approve the second quarter payment and expenditure list.
I'll second.
Thanks, Ray. Thanks, Kirk. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Okay, Shelby.
Hey. Next item is the financial statements for June 30. These are marked draft. I was out on vacation last week, and so just until I've done my final sign off, that's why they have a draft stamp, but we don't anticipate any changes to these, so we'll finalize and Michael will get them to you for the continuing disclosure. But starting here on the balance sheet for the district, total assets were just under 7.5 million. Of that, about 3 million remains available in the capital projects fund as of the end of June, about 2.3 million in the debt service fund for the contract fee bonds, which includes about 2 million as of now that would go towards a redemption on those bonds later this year, about 2.1 million in the debt service fund for the property tax bonds, and then about 52,000 in the general fund. We had accounts payable of just $845 and total fund balances of just under 7.5. So looking at the general fund budget to actual expenses through June, we're about 22,000. I would say generally speaking, things are trending in line with the annual budget. The auditing fees should hit here in the next month or two. And then we'll have some additional insurance costs as well. The general fund has received transfers from the debt service and capital projects funds totaling 73,000 year to date. Next page is the debt service fund for the property tax bonds. So revenues, we've got just under 200,000, which consists of about 154,000 of property taxes, then about 46,000 of interest income. Expenditures are pretty much right on track with the budget. About 758,000 represents the scheduled interest payment on the senior bonds, and then there was $6,000 for the paying agent fees. And then lastly, this 52,000 transfer to other fund represents the administrative carve out from those property tax revenues that goes to the general fund that will fund the administrative costs moving forward. Next page is the debt service fund for the contract fee bonds. Revenues here about 2.35 million, representing interest income, and then contract fee revenues of 2.3 million. Expenditures just over 4 million. As you both probably recall, there was the mandatory payment that should have been done in December that was done earlier this year. So that's the 4 million and the 44,000 of interest. So we'll have additional payments here on December 1st of this year. Then last page is the capital projects fund. Cost reimbursement revenues came in just under 4.9 million. Capital outlay expenditures just under 5 million. And then there's been about 20,000 in the capital projects funds that paid administrative costs prior to that administrative carve out from the property tax revenues. And again, just under 3 million available here as of the end of June. Any questions, any further detail you'd like me to go into?
No.
Okay.
All right. What I would need then is a motion to accept the second quarter financials with the potential, how do we want to phrase it? With it being a potential with the draft and the final being changed, just
Can we just say,
potentially a little bit.
yeah, subject to finalization? Again, we don't anticipate any
Yeah.
changes.
All right. I'll make a
No.
motion to approve the second quarter financials subject to a final review and approval from CLA.
Great. Thanks, Ray.
I'll second.
Thanks, Kirk. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
But that's
Okay.
unanimous. All
Thank
right.
you.
Next up, Shelby, do you want to talk through? Are we going to need a separate S or MSA for accounting and the forecast?
Nope, just the one.
Okay. So the MSA is out for write assign right now. So do you want to walk through your SOW both for accounting and then financial forecast has already been signed, so we'll just have them ratify that. But do you want to walk through the accounting SOW?
Yep, I can do that. So again,
Okay.
the MSA is just the kind of overarching terms of the engagement with CLA And then the SOW is the specific scope of work for the recurring accounting services. So this really includes, the quarterly financial statements, budget prep, audit prep, kind of everything we do on a normal day-to-day and monthly basis. So that's included here. For 2026, we just included the current hourly rates for the individuals that would be working on the engagement. And then moving to 2027, that's when we would propose kind of the flat fixed fee pricing, similar to what we did with PID 1. And then the forecast engagement letter, a little bit different here, but again, just specific to the forecast that we're doing for the proposed bond issuance. We did put in a flat fee here, which is $31,500. That includes two forecasts, two separate forecasts, one for the property tax bonds and then one for the contract fee bonds. This is pretty consistent with what we had charged on PID 1 as well. I think just about a 3 to 4% increase from price increases. Any
Okay. And
questions or concerns? Sorry, Michael.
nope, you asked it.
No, I think we're okay.
Okay. So here's what I need. We're going to take two separate motions. So first one would be to approve the SOW for accounting and the master services agreement.
That's for PID 2, correct?
Yes.
So this board meeting where it's PID 1 and 2, we're kind of intermixing
It's
the
for
items.
all, but it's for all seven, but you
Okay.
can just specify this is for PID 2.
Okay. So this is the SOW, right?
Yeah, and the master services agreement with CLA.
Okay. So I'll make a motion to approve for Olympia PID2, the SOW, and the master services agreement for CLA.
Perfect. Thanks, Rick.
I'll second.
Thanks, Kirk. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, item three, the financial forecast needed to get signed so that they could get going and we could get that for the bond issuance. Rye, you've signed that. So what I need is a motion to ratify the financial forecast engagement letter.
Kirk, you on that one?
I'll make a motion to ratify the, what's it called again?
Financial forecast engagement.
The financial forecast engagement letter.
I'll second.
Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. Okay, Shelby.
All right, last item I have for you today is the tentative budget for PID 2. So, with the proposed bond issuance, the district does need to set a budget other than just the $0 budget that Snow Jensen and Reese had previously submitted. So, I'll start here on the capital projects fund and kind of work backwards. This was based on preliminary pricing, so there can certainly be changes to this as we get a little bit further along and closer to pricing. But we had bond issuance proceeds of $12.4 million for the property tax series and then about $15.2 million for the contract fee bond. In estimated interest income at about 3.5% for about 164,000. For the expenditures, we dropped in bond issue costs based on preliminary financing plans, and then we just put in 5 million for capital outlay. Kirk and Ryan, I don't know if you have a better estimate than that of what you anticipate to be spent out of those project funds this year once the bonds are issued. We can always amend this later on this year, but if you've got a better estimate, we can certainly update that before the final budget.
That's a good question. I do think that number will probably be higher, but it's just so tricky because by the time these bonds get issued and then you get bills and you know what I mean, sometimes those trail by 30 or 60 days coming in and stuff, like the date the check actually goes out, so to speak, to the contractor. I mean, again, the work might get done in September, October, and they may not get paid till January. So that's the only thing that's a little bit tricky to. I think that's a good placeholder. We may need to amend it later this year. I don't know how to get any more accurate than that. I think
Yeah,
that's
I
a
think it's
good.
fine for now.
So let's just
Okay.
keep an eye on it.
Okay. Okay. We'll leave that for now. And yeah, again, we can amend. Last thing I would point out here, transfers to other fund, 3.1 million represents anticipated capitalized interest or surplus funds for the bonds. For the debt service fund, for the contract fee, we did include a page here, but it's all zero since there's no cap I associated with these bonds, and the preliminary financing plan didn't have any contract fee revenues coming in 2026. We don't have anything here. And then would anticipate, budgets starting later once those contract fee revenues start coming in, which would then trigger the payments on the bonds. Next page is the debt service fund for the property tax bonds. Here we've got the transfer in of 3.1 million for Cap I and surplus funds, and again, estimated interest income of about 42,000 here at a 3.5% rate. Then last page is the general fund. We put in a budget of about 40,000 for accounting, insurance, and legal, showing that that would be funded through developer advances at this point. We tried to be a little bit conservative on these cost estimates here, especially for legal, just with the time that that team would have for kind of initial requisition processing, additional board meetings, things like that associated with the bond issuance. So, any questions or comments?
No.
Nope.
Okay. What I would need then is a motion to approve the tentative budget.
Make a motion to approve the tentative budget for the Olympia PID number 2.
I'll say it.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that was unanimous. Okay, next up is the infrastructure acquisition and reimbursement agreement. So this is the same as what we did for PID 1. So Rye, I just put in as a placeholder Olympia Ranch LLC,
I think it's Olympia
entity.
Land is the entity that should be there. Is that right,
okay.
Kirk?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, typically it's Olympia Land that's been doing those.
Okay. So this is just same thing, how we're going to get paid every year or every requisition. So you come down normal. Well, it'll be the normal engineer's certificate right here. And then the developer, the engineer's certificate that we got for the eligible public infrastructure will be Exhibit B. So this is the same as what we did for PID 1. Any questions?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Dang, that's
all
what
right.
We've been.
Yep, it's the same. Here's what we did for PID 2 on the administrative funding and reimbursement agreement. This deals with those administrative costs. So as Shelby
so,
said, you
Olympia
guys might...
Land on that as well at the top.
Okay. Did I not change that? No, I didn't. So this is like for you guys, you're going to do developer advance. So Shelby will keep track of it. We'll keep track of it. When there's money to reimburse you for those out-of-pocket costs, then we'll do that. In the agreement, it talks about how there would be a cap of 200,000. It would be basically a loan. The district would pay you back, and we've got it set at 6%. So you guys could change it if you want. But this is basically a backstop, and then it also covers those out-of-pocket costs until we get in the property tax or whatever the administrative carve out's going to be.
I think that's fine. It's been so few and far between where we've needed to, you know,
yeah,
for on the administrative side, which is what this is. So, yeah.
Yeah. And Shelby's keeping track of that. So when it comes time, we can talk about what it needs to be on the reimbursement side. Okay.
Okay.
If there's no questions, what I need is a motion to approve the infrastructure acquisition and the administrative funding reimbursement agreements.
Kirk, you want to go?
Yeah,
It'd be these, Kirk.
I'll make a motion to approve the infrastructure acquisition and reimbursement agreement and the administrative funding and reimbursement agreement.
I'll second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, we had talked about the Municipal Service Advisor Agreement. Again, that is required by state law that we have a second municipal advisor basically give us a pricing certificate. I know, Rye, there was an edit that needed to be made. So if you guys are comfortable with the terms in there, if we could get a motion to approve the agreement, subject to the amendment of correcting some of the, how do we want to phrase it?
Just some typos.
Yeah, some typos, if you're
Okay.
comfortable with that.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve the municipal advisor agreement for PID number 2, subject to just a few typos getting cleaned up, specifically the naming of the PID within the agreement.
I'll second.
Thanks, Kirk. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right. Appointment of district officers. If you guys are comfortable moving forward with the city having approved it but not signed, otherwise, we can just bump this to the next board meeting and cover it. It's what you guys feel comfortable doing.
Well, it sounded like Tyler said we didn't have an issue moving forward with this, considering the city's publicly approved it. So, is it, Tyler, is that still your opinion on
Yeah,
this?
that's still my opinion at this point. They've publicly approved it, and we just need to gather their signature, and we should be good.
Okay. So let's talk about who is going to be the new board member, Rye, and the position would be treasurer vice chair.
Okay, so we would be removing Doug Young as the treasurer and vice chair. Is correct? Is he the treasurer?
Yes,
Yeah,
yes.
Lisa.
No, he's the vice chair. Lisa is the treasurer. So that's a
Okay.
good point.
Okay, so we would like to replace Doug as the vice chair and Lisa Young as the treasurer with Blake Button. In
Okay.
both of them, right? Because doesn't
Yep.
Kirk is the secretary,
Yep.
he can't hold either of those other additional titles. Is that correct?
He cannot. He could technically be the vice chair. He could not be the treasurer, though.
Well, Kirk, do you want to have a second title, or do you want to put have Blake with both titles?
Think Blake needs both titles.
Okay.
It'll just make him feel good, make him a cool hat or something.
That's true.
Okay. Yeah, a hat that says vice chair slash treasurer. Okay. Well, let's do that.
Okay, you want to make the motion then, Ray?
Yeah. Do I need to make a motion to replace the other and list Doug?
Yes.
And okay.
Yes.
Make a motion to replace Doug Young as vice chair and treasurer, vice chair, and Lisa Young as treasurer with Blake Button taking both positions of vice chair and treasurer.
I'll
Great.
second. Thanks, Ray. Thanks, Kurt. All those in favor say aye.
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 And that is unanimous. Okay, next up is the resolution dealing with the offering document. Aaron, do you want me to have the resolution or do you want to put it up?
You're just fine there.
Okay.
This is short and sweet. So if you'll recall, when we did the parameters resolution a couple weeks back, we didn't have the, we're still waiting on a few pieces for the OS, a few decisions, on the subordinate bonds, that sort of stuff. And so we punted approving the OS. And so this is just now coming back, approving the preliminary official statement that's been circulated, and then approving the final official statement in substantially similar form. And then still, like the bond documents in the parameters resolution, designating to officers of the board. the ability to finalize the terms of the document. So that's what's in front of you, and you can move forward with the motion in a second if there's no questions.
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve resolution 2026-08.
I'll second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. Okay, ratifying the contract fee resolution. This just gets back to the agreement with Harriman City. Right, you have signed this already, so we just need to ratify the contract fee resolution.
Okay, Kurt, do you want to do that one since I've signed it already?
Yeah, what's the name of it again?
The contract fee resolution.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve the contract fee resolution.
Can you change it to ratify for me, Kirk?
Ratify. Let's
Yep.
see. I'll make a motion to ratify the contract fee resolution.
I'll second it for PID 2.
Yep.
Verify.
All
Okay.
those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Okay, that's everything I show on the agenda. Do you guys have anything for us?
Nope.
No, I think that will be it. So, Aaron, you're going to get me a list of some things that that you need for me to keep things moving forward on
Yeah.
PID 2.
Yep, I'll get to the open items list.
Okay, and then Michael, you're going to work with Matt Entz and his team with Tyler to figure out those letters going out to the builders or
Yep.
following up, I guess, to make sure if they did go out or not.
Yep, we'll do
And
that.
then,
I will get a hold of Zions, have them correct the municipal advisor agreement, and then I will send you the second quarterly report. I don't know, Rye, if I've seen an update on like June's numbers from the city. Have you seen those? So
I
we
don't
need to
know for
get that to
sure.
update.
I will email, I'm gonna make it real quick. I'll email, can't think of his name, but it'll come to me. But the city finance guy,
Okay.
Kyle, that's right. Request from Kyle. And I'm gonna
Yeah,
copy you on that. And then if you don't mind just nudging that for you that each quarter, Michael, just shoot a quick email. They're so responsive. Like that department in Harriman is really good about being responsive. They track that airtight. So it might just be easiest if you just once a quarter just send an email and say, hey, could you provide that for us? And again, maybe they'll just automatically, if we can get them in a habit, that's even better. And they just automatically send it.
Yeah, if they could do it first to middle of July works great. So, okay, yeah, get me the contact. If just CC me on that, and then I can do it going forward.
Okay. And then Tyler, you're going to chase down that missing signature on that
Governing
for Harriman
document
City.
and a local agreement. Yep.
Perfect. And then Shelby, if you end up making any adjustments to that quarterly report or that not quarterly, but the
Financial
projections or whatnot,
statement.
the financial statement, if you don't mind flagging those in yellow or red or something and sending it to me just so I can identify, I just want to understand what the changes are after you've had a chance to review it. I'd appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, thanks,
All
everybody.
right. If there's nothing else, I just need a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thanks, Ray.
I'll second.
Thanks, Kirk. All those in favor say aye.
All right.
All right, that's unanimous.